Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's two kinds of people. The ones that when you hear a big noise in the middle of the night or a funny noise, you immediately get up to go investigate what it is. And those, like me, that hide under the covers and hope that the demons or the murderers won't get them. Yeah. One or the other.
They don't know that you're there or they don't care. Right. All right.
Close your eyes. Go back under the covers. Mm. It's going to be fine.
Over the last week or so, my wife has been freaking out. She thinks that she's hearing this sound that's in the house. And it sounds like somebody using like a text on a phone. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the bubble sound or whatever it makes when you text on an iPhone. And she will turn off the TV. She'll yell at the dog to be quiet. All these things trying to find it. And we can't find a thing.
Yeah.
We don't have any idea what it is.
Hayden was, she was watching my little one and my older daughter. And she called us. It was like, I'd say like 9:45. And we were supposed to be home around 10:15.
Sure.
And she was super scared because she kept hearing this noise. And, she, you know, and this is in our new home. So she never heard it. And
yeah,
she
new
was all
sounds.
Freaked out. And
yeah.
So we rushed home. We're like, it's the heat. Hayden, it's the heat turning on in the house. But I guess when you're young, it's scary, yeah. You know?
Well, it sounds like somebody tripping over something in your attic or whatever.
Right.
Like, what is that?
Yeah. All right. So here's the game we're going to play. Describe the sound that you heard in the middle of the night, and then we're going to try to guess what it is. Veronica, you're up first.
It's like a crickly sound.
One more time, yeah. Just for science. I'm not sure if the mics are getting it correctly.
Right.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. All
I mean,
right.
You're a silly person. You know we did that all for our own fun, right?
Yeah, that was our own amusement,
okay,
right there.
Okay, great.
Yeah. The crackling. It's. I mean, your TV. It's like, does TV just finish like it used to?
No.
Like in the old days? We're at like 2 o'clock
signs
and it just
off.
Turns into that?
Yeah, it does the Star Spangled Banner and then it goes to static?
Yeah.
I don't think it does that anymore.
I don't think so either.
No. What was it?
No. It's actually a bag that I take my food, and it's like a kind of foil, sort of. And it starts to make this noise as it starts to fall on the floor, on the counter. And every time I think there's like a bug or something like crawling on it or something.
It's a bag?
I don't have bugs, I promise.
Wait a minute.
It's a bag. You know how like when you put the bag down, it'll start to make like a little crickly, crickly noise when it starts to fall?
No. What is
like a plastic bag or like a, you know, like a foil type bag.
I don't know if that's going to wake me up out of sleep.
Right.
Yeah, it's I promise it like it starts to make this noise. I'm going to play it for you. Hold on.
All right.
Just so that you guys can hear.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. What kind of wild bags do you have at your house?
Right. What do you mean you're going to play it for us? Like, are you just crunching up bags right now? Or do you have this on some sort of sound replay?
No, it's the bag. It's the bag. I promise you. Every time I put my food and stuff in it, it makes this noise. And then I'm like, oh, my God, this is in my house. Is there something crawling on it? Or
that's
weird. When I was
what
in college.
What ghost is putting food in your bag? I don't understand. All right. One more time. One more time. The impersonation of the sound.
Right. Do the impersonation.
Yeah. Do the impersonation.
Okay.
All right, side by side, side by side. Real sound, real sound.
Real
rapid.
Bag.
Rapid. Not bad. Time.
Yeah. Jacob, things that go bump in the night. What did you hear?
A distinct screeching noise. Could not for the life of me figure out what it was, and it woke me up at like 4 a.m. So I went downstairs and I checked. Could not find it.
Well, around here, that's normal. That's a Fisher cat or a fox.
Yeah.
Sounds like a baby or a woman screaming in the night.
Was it coming from inside the house or outside the house?
It was definitely inside.
Oh, it's a demon then.
Screeching noise inside the house.
Was the washing machine running?
No. Turned out we had a problem with our AC unit. Mm-hmm. And like that was like the motor apparently like starting to give out. Because after that, it just got crazy hot in our house.
Well, that's,
and then turned out that was the issue.
Yeah, that's annoying. Because that's like a scary thing where you're certain you're demons, and then you just found out all it is really a big bill
right.
that's coming along with
right.
it.
Right, that's going to suck. Tomorrow's going to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, equally scary.
Emma, things that go bump in the night. Describe the sound that you heard in the middle of the night. Let's see if we can identify it.
I was in the bedroom, and I heard what sounded like someone whacking the back door, which is glass. Like a big whack. I don't know. I was terrified. I picked up my iPhone, turned on the flashlight, and I came out.
Hold right there.
And there.
Hold on.
Yes.
No, hold on.
Yes. Okay.
I have to know, was there something there, first of all?
I mean, what kind of hint is that? You can't ask that question if you're going to guess. Don't answer that question. Take your guess.
What time was it when this happened again?
Nighttime.
It was middle of the night, after midnight.
Okay,
after midnight.
Well, there's a difference. If it's sometimes they make FedEx deliveries really late, and or Amazon.
You are stalling. Just take your guess.
I'm gonna say it was your brother.
Your what?
I wish.
I'm gonna say it was a wild animal. I'm going bear or deer.
It was a little baby bluebird that had like whacked itself into the glass.
Mm.
And when I walked out, it was just sitting there, like, perfectly still. And it's always eerie to see a bird not moving around, fidgeting, like, or flying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just, like, perfectly still. Apparently, they just, like, need some recovery time. I think he went into shock. And then after, like, a half an hour, just kind of flew off.
Yeah. One of our offices is made of glass, so a lot of times when we come in, there will be birds lying on the floor that they flew into the building, thinking that it went through. But they're usually dead.
Oh.
They're not coming back to life.
Yeah, they're not stunned.
No.
Really?
Sad day.
It is sad. When I see them, I'm like, oh, who's going to pick that up, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's going to leave it out there?
Oh, my God.
All right, Zach, things that go bump in the night. Describe what you heard in the middle of the night. We're going to try to guess what it was.
All right. So it was like clinking, clanking, clinking, clanking.
Mm-hmm.
Every couple of seconds, click, clink, clank.
I know what it was. The ghost of Christmas past.
The chain on their leg with the ball at the end?
Yeah. No, what was it?
It was actually the heater. So this is my heater coming on. It felt good after a couple of seconds, but it was terrifying. You know,
the heater is loud and scary.
Yeah, the steam and oil ones are straight eerie.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.